Saturday over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran, while the Islamic Republic maintained the seizure was a reciprocal move. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had a long conversation about the situation with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. Hunt said Iran's actions have consequences, not only for Britain, but also for world commerce.
This is totally and utterly unacceptable. It raises very serious questions about the security of British shipping and indeed international shipping in the Straits of Hormuz.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker carrying more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude oil near the British territory of Gibraltar. Britain maintains that oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper is reporting in its Sunday edition that Britain's ministers are making plans to target Iran with sanctions if the situation is not resolved. The U.S. National Weather Service has warned that a dangerous heat wave affecting nearly 150 million people, paired with high humidity in the United States, could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke if precautions are not taken. Temperatures Saturday in New York City reached 34 degrees Celsius. With the humidity, it felt like 41. Here in Washington, temperatures were at 36 degrees Celsius. The Weather Service said that temperatures would remain warm at night, with more heat on the way Sunday for the East Coast. The agency advised people to check on relatives and friends, especially the elderly. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno on Saturday, reiterating U.S. support in the fight against drug gangs, in helping Venezuelan refugees, and in battling corruption. Speaking at a news conference, Pompeo thanked President Moreno for helping Venezuelan refugees who have fled to Ecuador.
He has hosted more than 350,000 Venezuelan migrants and refugees. This is a truly heroic number. We're proud that the United States so far has provided more than $30 million in humanitarian assistance and that an additional $5 million to help with the influx of Colombian refugees that you're also welcoming.
Pompeo's three-day Latin American visit will also take him to Mexico City and San Salvador, where he will seek cooperation on security issues, reinforce U.S. commitment to human rights and democracy, and expand economic opportunities for citizens. Saturday marked 50 years since American astronauts stepped foot on the moon. As AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, those currently in the space program continue to take steps forward.
Three astronauts from three countries rocketed into space from Kazakhstan today, destined for the International Space Station. Andrew Morgan is the American, and he told NASA TV it's a tremendous honor to be doing so on the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Launching as an international crew to the International Space Station, it's just a beautiful way to commemorate that.
Meanwhile, at an event marking the anniversary at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Vice President Mike Pence repeated the Trump administration's goal to put Americans back on the moon by 2024.
We will spend weeks and months, not days and hours, on the lunar surface. This time we're going to the moon to stay.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in Hong Kong are bracing for another huge anti-government march Sunday as the city struggles with its worst crisis in recent history. Sunday's rally is the seventh week in a row that protesters have gathered in mass. The initial protests were over a now-suspended bill that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Now the demonstrators have expanded their demands to include the resignation of city leader Carrie Lam, an independent inquiry into police tactics, and a permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill. Police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to control the crowds while Hong Kong Parliament was trashed by protesters, the most serious challenge to Beijing's rule since 1997. Meanwhile, on Saturday, tens of thousands gathered in Hong Kong to voice their support for the police and to call for an end to violence. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music. now.